When you feel your voice is not being heard, please consider calling the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. The show wants to be the vehicle you can use to express your opinion or get your issue out to a larger audience. We're living in a time that we can no longer allow others to speak on our behalf. If you wish to be a guest on the show and discuss on the show what's important to you, call James T. Deshaies at 407-394-9819. Your issue or focus can be placed on the calendar. The show is live 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadow of life. It's imperative that we're on top of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future.
Welcome, everyone. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And you know, as always, I am so grateful to be here with you with the opportunity to share my thoughts and talk about the things that are impacting our lives and how do we go about changing those things. And I am so awesome and happy to always be here and have people around who are ready and prepared to share their thoughts with you as well. We live in a crazy society, and we have to learn how to get prepared to react to the kinds of things that are going on in our society and find some solutions, because there are definitely some things going on that are just out of place, and it seems like people just don't know how to handle their pulsions. And we need to be able to step in and decide how we're going to react to these things. You know, there are things happening every day around us, and we don't understand the people and what they're going through, and we want to somehow understand and figure out what is making people go through these kinds of things, what are making them so compulsive about the lives that they're living. And how can we intervene so that they don't destroy themselves? And a lot of times people are just doing the kinds of things that are seen completely outrageous to the point that they're destroying not only their own lives, but the lives of people who interact with them. And so we're going to talk today about some things that are going on in our society and try to figure out if we can find a solution to them. The first thing we're going to talk about that I'm going to share with you is, it seems like Chris Brown is in trouble again. So we're going to play a short little clip and then have a little discussion about it. Will he ever figure out how to stay out of trouble?
The latest on Chris Brown. The singer arrested after an hours-long standoff with Los Angeles police, accused of assault with a deadly weapon after a woman claimed he pointed a gun at her in his home. ABC's Kana Whitworth spoke with her and is in Los Angeles this morning with all the latest. Good morning, Kana.
Amy, good morning. Bailey Curran tells me that she originally went to the singer's house, which you can see right there. It's lit up behind me, to see if she could perhaps star in his next music video. But as the night went on, according to her, Brown's behavior became more erratic, and she ended up running for her life, leaving from the backyard. Overnight, singer Chris Brown arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, and now the woman behind it all is speaking out.
Terrified. Absolutely terrified.
25-year-old Bailey Curran telling ABC News Brown pulled a gun on her at his Los Angeles mansion.
I didn't want anything to escalate more because, hello, he's holding a gun to me.
Curran says the hours-long standoff with police began when someone brought over a box of expensive diamond jewelry, which she says she admired.
And I was just standing over it, admiring it, not touching it. And then one of Chris's friends said, back away from the diamonds, and that's when Chris came in and said, I'm so sick of all of you people, took the gun out like this, put it in my face, and said, get the F out.
Did you think that he would pull the trigger?
I thought he was going to shoot me.
The Los Angeles Police Department receiving the frantic 911 call at 3 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Two females unknown crying and asking for help.
Police surrounding the star's home, trying to make contact with him while the singer took to Instagram, posting his claims of innocence.
When you get the warrant or whatever you need to do, you're going to walk right up in here and you're going to see nothing, you idiot.
Hours later, Brown and several of his friends funneling out of the house and searched by police. This isn't the singer's first run-in with the law. In 2009, Brown pleaded guilty to felony assault and was sentenced to 5 years probation, a year-long domestic violence class, and 6 months community service for assaulting his then-girlfriend, superstar Rihanna. Brown completed that probation early last year. Overnight, Brown's attorney tweeting, "Thank you to everyone for their support and well wishes. Chris is out and well. The allegations against him are demonstrably false."
How you doing, Girl Z? Are you there? I'm so happy to have you on my show for the first time, and I hope it will be one of many. Come on, can you tell me, what are your thoughts with Chris Rock? I keep calling it Chris Rock. Chris Brown, is he ever going to straighten his life out?
Well, of course, I'm hopeful that he does straighten his life out. For one, I think that Chris Brown comes from a generation that for one, they're entitled, and then number two, they just don't understand how the game is played. First of all, he had no business with a white woman in his house to start with. That's my thoughts, because they have been known to set up black rich men for years. If you look at Bill Cosby and you look at other famous black men, many of them have fallen behind dealing with a white woman. That's my first problem. And then secondly, you know, he just has to learn that although he is rich, he is still a black man in America, and there are just certain things, you know, we can't do as black people. It's sad to say that, but that's the way it is.
And it seems that she has a record herself in New York for larceny, so she very well may come out that it's a setup. But at the same time, he has to be, at some point, get smarter. You know, you got to know that there may be always be a web prepared for you to get stuck in, and he continues to seem to have these problems with his unable to control his emotions. And it's costing him a lot of money in regards to jail time.
Exactly. Yeah, he definitely has to learn how to be smarter to not get mixed up with the wrong people and get caught in these webs that are being spun for him. He has to see it. Like, it's so obvious, yet he keeps walking into it. And the sad part is one day he may not be able to get out, so he needs to wise up very fast.
Well, let me ask you this question on the other hand, though. Here's a black man who had multiple people at his home at the time. Don't you find it kind of strange that they just took her word for what happened without just, doing any real investigation? Just saying, hey, you know, we're going to investigate this. We're going to talk to you in your home. But just right away, just sweeping him off the jail and charging him on the word of this one individual. Don't you find that kind of odd, or is that what we just need to accept as African Americans? That's the way we're going to be treated.
I mean, I think that history has shown us that that's what we can expect. You know, do I think it's fair? No, I don't think it's fair. But I do think that history has shown us that when it comes to justice or when it comes to the law, most of the time we get the short end of the stick, or they take, you know, the white person's word over ours. And so I definitely think it's unfair, especially because she was at his home. You know, it'd have been different if he was at her home, but she was at his home. Although I guess, you know, she invited him. Obviously, she felt a certain in my opinion, white privilege to be there and to think that she could even be gawking over someone's expensive jewelry. Like, how comfortable did she feel like she could be in somebody else's home, that she's in their personal things? I would never go to someone else's home and be all in their personal things, even if I felt like I knew them very well. So it shows a sense of, you know, white privilege, or, you know, the superiority that they have a lot of times in just thinking that they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. Our lines are kind of lit up. I want you to stay out there if you can stay with us and just continue to give your opinion. But we're going to go to the phone lines and see what some of the other people are thinking.
Okay.
How you doing, Andre? Are you with us today?
Yes, I am. We're having storms around the city and area, but I am here. This is Andre from Lakeland, Florida.
Okay, now what do you think about Chris Brown and his continual behavior that seems to keep him getting in trouble, and now we have a white female who says that he put a gun to her head, and now he's arrested again and find himself having to get out of trouble again?
I'm in agreement with what you all have said so far. This is a talented young man. We have to give him credit. He is talented and gifted. But yet he obviously did have the role model that was strong enough to help him to understand how he, as a young black man, really needs to behave and handle himself as far as being in the spotlight. I do think that he had came out of a bad situation and had an opportunity to, rebuild his image, and was working on that, and then to come across this within the last couple of days, it's just unfortunate. But, you know, I think they have to have a mindset is that you're not invincible. Life may not be fair, but understand what the rules are and play them so that they'll be to your advantage. And your advantage is not being in the press in a negative manner. He has too much that he has to offer, but this will continue to shadow and overshadow. So even if his tweets were correct when he stated that, you know, people are just taking opportunities and just trying to associate him with the past and just putting things out there that's not necessarily true, you know, you have to overcome that. It's just like if you are dishonest with a friend, in order to rebuild that friendship, it takes a whole lot longer for you to reveal that trust and respect versus, you know, when you had it and then you destroyed it. So we have to continue to pray for him because he just will not even reach his potential if he continues to behave in this manner. And I think, unfortunately, he don't even realize it. That's the sad part.
And you can tell by his tweet, he's still defiant. He seems to not want to make the transition to adulthood, where he tends, you know, when people tend to have a little more control over themselves and over their actions and recognize that this is a business and he wants to be in it for the long term, and he doesn't want these kind of things to derail his long-term career. Okay, we're going to continue to go to phones. I know Kathy is out there, and see if Kathy wants to give us her opinion. How are you doing today, Kathy?
Hi, James. How are you guys doing?
All right. Now, what do you think about Chris Brown and what he's going through right now?
Well, I think it's a shame that every time the young man's name is mentioned, we think of the past. We need to stop doing that to these celebrities. You know, just because they did something in the past doesn't mean that they're doing it in the future. We all have a past. Every last one of us have a past. And I believe him. I believe that there was an opportunity there for them young ladies to make a mockery of him, and that's exactly what they did. You know, like you said, the lady has a record, so of course she's going to turn it around and put it on him so that he can get arrested. About a month ago, he had called the police because someone robbed his house, went in and took a whole bunch of money, jewelry, and everything else. Now, what is she doing standing over jewelry, you know, or right there? You said he came in the room and she was standing over. She could have been trying to steal something. Why are we as a people always pointing the finger at the person who had an incident in the past? You know, so my thing is I'm praying for him. I'm praying that the devil will be exposed and everyone will see the truth for what it really is, which is I think that that young lady tried to do something and she knew that if she called the police that they would be on her side.
And but that's the strange thing. I mean, here you have a celebrity, and this woman is nowhere near a celebrity. Supposedly she came to his mansion to inquire about being in his next video, but yet, on the basis of her word, they were willing to just snatch him up and take him to jail and charge him without first just in doing some investigation. And so it's easy to see that no matter what his celebrity is, they're not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right. First of all, because he's Chris Brown. Second of all, because she's a Caucasian lady. Now, if that would have been an African-American lady, I'm going to tell you, it would have been a whole nother situation. I think as an African-American, it seems as though it doesn't matter what we say. You know, our word doesn't stand anymore, just like they did with the 84-year-old grandmother, you know, who they tased her. This woman was 84 years old, and they tased her. You know, this woman couldn't have did anything to anybody, but, you know, this is a society that we're living in, and we should come together and find out or figure out what we're going to do to change this, because there needs to be some sort of change.
Girl Z, what do you think we need to do as a people, as a force? Well, how do we get ourselves on a better track?
For one, I would say that one of the areas that we have to improve is the way that we allow ourselves to be viewed to other people. The cell phone and all of this video footage, the way we share fights and the way we share each other in such a negative light, it only, you know, perpetuates the opinion of people outside of our community and how they think about us. So when we are saying, I'm not this person that, you know, is a belligerent or angry or, you know, that you have to fear, our images show otherwise, and we think it's funny, and we share them. If you look at, you know, videos and fights on social media, they will get thousands, if not millions, of views, and we're putting out there images that don't represent us in the best light. So I think one of the things we need to change is, you know, what we decide to share across these social platforms and the way we allow ourselves to be portrayed, even, you know, with the reality shows. You know, it is so disheartening to me if I come across a reality show and I see two grown women, I mean grown women with grown children, on reality shows fighting over men or over foolish, whatever it is, and it just makes me so angry because we know that we don't all act that way, but I feel like people outside of our community, they see that, and that's what they run with. And I think we have to do better in what we allow, you know, to how we allow ourselves to be portrayed.
And I think you're right, and I think people like Chris need to recognize how the kind of detriment they do to us in terms of that behavior, and recognize it may not be fair, but it does say something. It plays into the narrative of those people who are always suggesting that we can't control ourselves, it plays in their narrative, and he becomes at the forefront. I see Regina is out here. Regina, what do you have to say today about Chris Brown and what took place?
Well, I haven't seen the end result. I see where they did take him to jail, and he's going to be transferred to the Los Angeles County Jail. I don't know what happened after then, if he had a bond hearing or what. But I have to say this, and I'm going to try to say it as politically correct as possible. Today I had the opportunity to listen to an African-American young fellow, 30-something years old, and he was singing the blues because he had married this Caucasian lady, and she took him to the cleaner in court yesterday, a few days ago. And he hadn't seen me since then, so he usually comes and tries to get some advice. Oh, and he was singing the blues. And yesterday, who was it that got Chris Brown all into all of this foolishness? A young Caucasian lady. Sometimes we get to the point where we think that the grass is greener on the other side, and we start doing stupid stuff or stuff that we think makes us look better until we have it's been proven that, you know, sometimes folks don't really have your back who you think have your back, and you always have to, what is the rooster come home to roost, or the hens come home to roost? You know, you're always going to have to come, you're going to have to come back home at some point. So now Chris Brown needs African Americans to support him and say, okay, look, I don't care what he did, he's still an African-American male. But he had these white women all in his jacuzzi and the hot tub and flaunting all this gold and stuff. And I just think it is absolutely ridiculous. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it certainly gives you a problem when you bring somebody to your home that you barely know and you have them in your house in the early morning. And again, it's a, you know, when people can have that kind of access to you, it makes it easy for them to pull these kind of tricks. And so
that
may be where he finds himself, is that he let this woman in his house at the wrong time.
James, it was a white woman in his house, whatever time. And who turned him in? And who are they going to look at and say, oh, he abused a white woman. He pulled a gun on a white woman. Okay.
That's
come
all
on
they
now.
See.
That's all they see. That is it. And he put himself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get so high and mighty, but then you have to come back home. You have to come down at some point.
All right. Let me go to a few more callers and get their opinions. I see y'all hard on them white women, boy.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Deshay, you go and you try to have an altercation or say something out of line to one, and let's see what happens.
Go ahead and try.
Let's see whose side they're going to stand on.
Well, like I said, it's hard to believe that he's the celebrity, and usually the celebrity is the one that gets the pass. So I'm trying to figure out why is it that Chris didn't get a pass, and he that they are investigated, but they just don't seem to be willing to give him a pass.
Because he's a black celebrity. Right, he's a black celebrity. There's a difference in that. You know that. There is a difference between a black celebrity and a white celebrity. Look at Justin Bieber. Look at everything he's done.
Look at O.J. They couldn't get O.J. for what he did, so they got O.J. for breaking into an apartment and stealing his own stuff. They gave him the time he should have gotten for the murder, for stealing his own stuff. Come on now.
Well, he should have known that was coming. Now, that was a setup that he allowed himself to get caught up in. And, you know, he should have been smarter than that. You know, they could have kept all that stuff since he already got away with murder. He should have left that stuff alone.
For real. You're right about that.
Okay, here's another one. What about Tiger Woods?
Well, you know, he paid millions for his discretion, and certainly, you know, I'm a Tiger Woods fan, but I just got issues with him. He married a glorified maid. That's what she is. In England, they call them nannies, but in America, those are glorified baby watchers and maids. And now that lady got close to $50 million behind a marriage that didn't last but 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy.
What about Kobe Bryant?
And I guess like
come on, bring it on.
I'm gonna bring him up out the vault.
Bring him on. They get
what
they get.
Girl,
what about
see,
his incident?
I'm going to go back to Girl Z and see what she has to say about Tiger Woods and his situation. Girl Z, are you still there?
Yeah, and let me just say, I'm Shamika Michelle. I'm not sure where you put girls with the Z on it, from Naked Girls, you're correct. So I agree with what the other ladies are saying. I just personally believe that, you know, I'm a firm believer that we should stick to our own kind. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, I do believe that love is love. I get all of that. But when it comes to, we've just seen it happen so many times where our rich black men have fallen behind white women. And we can't ignore what is actually out there. I mean, the evidence speaks for itself. So I have to agree. I just feel like they need to come on home, as one of the other ladies said. You know, come back home.
Well, I know what you're saying, but now how does that line up, though, when we're talking about we want to get rid of racism, we want to believe that we're all Americans? How does that line up with that kind of thought? You know, are we going to say, hey, you know, we're not racist, but we're going to stick with our own?
You know, this is the thing. I don't see anything wrong with that. If we look in the animal kingdom, sleep with apes. Wolves sleep with wolves. Dogs sleep with dogs. You know, they mate with each other. We're the only ones that feel like we have to just go and run around here and be with every other thing. I don't think that makes us racist. I think that it's just us being with our own kind, and we don't complain about it in the animal kingdom. We don't tell the rabbit that's not sleeping with the snake, you need to sleep with the snake. You need to mate with the snake or else you're going to be a racist animal. We don't say that to animals. We only say that to us in an effort to kind of divide and conquer. That's my opinion. You know, I don't think it makes you racist. I don't think just because you want to be with your own kind that it means that you want to see somebody beneath you or you feel like you want a power over them. It's just you choosing. I prefer a black man. That's just me. I can't see myself with any other color man. I mean, that's just my opinion.
All right, we got a few more callers out there. We're going to try to get to everybody. Are you there? Come in.
Yes, I'm here. I think it's very, very interesting what we're talking about today. I think it's a shame in a way for our young men, our black men, old, young, or whatever, to really, you look upon your black mother, but then, too, when it's time to choose your mate, you go outside your arena. And I feel like the other ladies, it's a shame, because my thing is that I believe in staying within your own culture, your own who you are, you know, because just like all these men that they have indicated, they get wealth and a whole bit, and then instead of bringing it back in the community, I'm just thinking about all the money he got to pay this attorney just to say that, to prove that he's innocent. And just recently, it just came out, this young lady, she's wanted in New York for stealing and for theft. And Chris Brown, the young lady. Oh yeah, that's the latest news. She's wanted for theft in New York, and she also she was a beauty queen, but her throne was taken away from her because of some of the violations. But she refused to give it back. That is the latest. And that's one thing, and I think that's one reason why the attorney is going to indicate that he knows for a true fact that it's erroneous, that it's not true. And just on TMZ, just a few minutes ago, one of the young men that she went with, but he left the party, she sent him a text and said that it's been to go down. So it sounds like to me that she planted this situation, but in the end it's going to backfire on him. But I think he's going to be lucky to get away with it this time. But don't you learn? I mean, you got a kid. You know, settle your butt down. Geez, it's just pathetic. Can't you be a usher? You know what I mean? Get into your kids. Even Puff Daddy got all these kids, but he's, you know, settling down, and it's not about white. It's all about black. Or whatever. Maybe it's about J-Lo now, though. But anyway, that's what I think.
Well, you know, we always appreciate opinions, and everybody has one, and everyone's opinion should be respected. And you're right. I think that it's coming out that there's a lot about this girl that we didn't know, and you certainly shared a lot of things. I did know that she had some issues with stealing, but I didn't know she was a defunct beauty queen. So that's interesting. It shows a lot about her character. And again, maybe you ladies are right. If he would not be allowing these white women into his house all times of night, he wouldn't have fall prey to this situation. Audrey, you've been a little quiet. What are your thoughts now that you've heard some of the things that these ladies have been saying on the show?
I can tell you that they are very passionate about that answer. So I'm thankful. I tell you, everybody's committed to what they believe, and that's rightfully so. I think everybody have a preference as to whether they should stay within their own race or not, and that's a personal decision. Me personally, my preference would be to stay within for so many reasons. I mean, coming from Mississippi, it would be very hard for me not to be reminded of some of the things that non-blacks have done to us as relates to restricting us. However, you go through life and sometimes you run into situations and you find yourself that whatever your needs or your desires are, or whatever your match is, may not necessarily be in a person of your color. So, I mean, it's an individual thing. I don't think I'm committed to it, but I don't think I'm just as passionate as the input that we've heard so far. But
well,
I do know, you know.
Let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you and Kathy this question because you and Kathy have young sons. Kathy, I'll let you answer it first. Has it changed with your sons? Do they think differently? Are they as committed to black females as you think they should be, or have they been released from that burden and feel free to go to any race of people?
Well, I have told them to look at the heart of a person
and not look at the outside. But the only people that I have seen them with were like their mother.
And that pleases you to no end, right?
Well, as long as they love my son, then I'm okay with it. As long as they love my son, that's all that I ask. I'm okay with it.
And Andre, what about your son?
Well, we had the discussion coming up, and he know very well what my my belief and my preference is, and he's always known that. Now, he's dated both black as well as non-black, and I tell you, I wasn't so comfortable when he introduced me to this white female, and I think he was very hesitant to do it because he know, oh, mom, good. But, you know, I'm like Kathy. How she treated him, how she cared for him and everything, I tell you what, I appreciated her. I appreciated her, the love she demonstrated, and it just so happened that, you know, it just didn't work out for them. And he's now dating another black, and my, that is my preference. But I tell you, I could have gotten along with the white female if indeed they would have loved each other and it would have worked out. I would have definitely put forth the effort, but that's not my preference. But I'm glad that he has found someone that's black.
All right. Now, Regina, you have a daughter. Now, what happens if she brings someone home to dinner that is a little different? I think the movie was called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Now, how would you feel about your interracial guest if he came to sit down at your dinner table?
Well, now, Jane, I just said that Chris Brown got into this situation because of who he was associating with. The caliber of person also that he was associating with whom he was associating was a big factor also. So even if she were, although I'm totally in favor of staying within your race when you are dating or you know, and I expressed before, I have dated a white male before. And the problem there was a lot of my opinions are so strong, and he would listen to them, but then when my friends or other folk or he would hear me on this show and he would hear all of us discussing it, then there would be a problem and he would see me as possibly being racist. So it's a lot that you have to hold back when you're into that type of relationship. If my daughter brought home a white male, Chinese male, Indian male, anybody out of another culture, I'd have to have a conversation with him and ask him just how much does he know about our culture and what is he willing to learn. Because you very rarely see an East Indian with anybody other than an East Indian. Or, Oriental. They usually pool together and pool their monies together, become rich together. The money stay right within their circle. So, but I wouldn't disown her. I just have to make sure he understood what he was getting into.
Well, I think that we are, most of us in this forum right now are traditional, and certainly I feel the same way. I think there are enough beautiful African queens of all types of different colors that is not necessary to go outside of our race. And I want to respect the the tradition and the heritage that my family has had, and continue that. Now, let me just ask this: is there an issue with finding the kind of man that you ladies deserve to have in this black race of kings that we have presently? Or is that what makes some people go outside because they can't find the quality that they want? Anybody can speak on that.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
I think that's the driver. We've experienced, we have wanted to stay within our race. We wanted to support our race. We wanted to make sure that they're the kings that they are, and we haven't been necessarily treated as queens. And when we step outside of our race, it seems that they're more willing to treat us as queens. So sometimes I feel that we're being pushed in that direction. Not to say there's not no good black men out there. It's just they're becoming harder and fewer to find. And then, too, we're exposed to so much more different, and people start treating us in a way in which we deserve to be treated.
Regina, I think you were about to say something. What are your thoughts about that?
About why we go to
there
another
being a lack of quality that might force you to go outside your race.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just so much going on, and it really depends on what you are exposed to, as to what you will tolerate or what you speak. You talked about the television shows and what you see on TV and how you see the men, the women fighting over one man and the man seemingly enjoying the fight. Just all sorts of foolishness. And you just sort of, you know, you look for compatibility, and if you find that compatibility in another race, then that's just, you know, that's who you, and you're brave enough to settle in it, then you do it.
Well, ladies, you all have been, I have been unable to take a break. Let me take a break. We're at the end of the show today because we have so many things going on in the network. But let me take a short break, and I'll come back.
I Am This Woman by James Deshaies. I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination. I am this woman who maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my Creator to scale the heights of the unbound, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those who've yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all who walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future. I am this woman.
When you feel your voice is not being heard, please consider calling the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. The show wants to be the vehicle you can use to express your opinion or get your issue out to a larger audience. We're living in a time that we can no longer allow others to speak on our behalf. If you wish to be a guest on the show and discuss on the show what's important to you, call James T. Deshaies at 407-394-9819. Your issue or focus can be placed on the calendar. The show is live 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadow of life. It's imperative that we're on top of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you all so much for a great show, and we look forward. Remember, we're back on tomorrow at 6 p.m., and we're always prepared to have your voices heard loud and clear.